you did say in the statement that you wanted to get Sheffield United back up into the upper echelon of English football. That's not going to be very easy to do while the club is still in League One. I mean, is that a realistic ambition at this stage while you're still a League One football club?
Well, come on, let's be honest here. We were very unfortunate last season. I mean, I give credit to Wednesday, they're almost phenomenal, but we had, you know, bad luck at the wrong time of the season that thwarted us. We should, by most stretches of the imagination, be back in the Championship. We're not. No moans and groans. We've got back and we've begun to redevelop one thing, the football squad, for this season. So there's an expectation, of course, that we'll be out of League One come May of next year. You know, we're not in League One to stay in League One. And you've seen many examples this last few seasons. Clubs bounce back. You know, the clubs like, I suppose, Norwich of this world, Southampton of this world, you know, they're big clubs like ourselves. We're fit and proper already for the Premiership, but at the moment we're in League One. We don't intend to stay there.
What is the timing of this announcement? I mean, there must be something. We've seen redundancies at Sheffield United. Yeah. Do you feel like, has that maybe spurred you on to act now? Do you feel that you've had to do something almost?
Look, it's the reorganisation off the field has been coincidental. Last year when we were relegated from the Championship to League One, we made some changes then, but in part myself, with the recognition that we're changing managers, which was perceived to be controversial, shouldn't have been, but that's, you know, that's football life. I maybe should have started to reorganise the club then. I didn't reorganise it enough because my concept was we're a Championship club in League One and would be out of it. Well, it wasn't to be. You know, it was a gallant effort that was made, and you know, we were thwarted by a bit of bad luck and whatever. But this season, we accept we lost, you know, not getting promoted probably cost us £5 million in lost revenue. That's coupled with this problem of kicking this salary cost management protocol, which means we, on the playing side, we've no alternative but to get the wage bill down. Or else we get transfer embargoes, we could be fined by the Football League. So there's been the need for this reorganisation, and it's not easy. It's also been a wee bit more difficult because we lost a month having to play in the playoffs. So something would have started very early May, wasn't started until June or bleak July, because by the time you want to start it, so many people are on holiday. So it's been a very difficult period. And you know, I say to all those people at Sheffield United that have departed this last couple of weeks, you know, a sincere thanks. It's not been easy for them. It's not been easy for the club. And I only say that we do know what we're doing. You know, I recognise the responsibilities that I have to Sheffield United. And, you know, it's been a necessary action, principally because of, you know, missing out on promotion. But we're up and running and, hey, the chirpiness is back.
How many people have been made redundant to this football club?
Well, the reorganisation's not quite finished, but it's 20-plus.
But you still anticipate there will be further redundancies then?
No, I didn't say that. I said the reorganisation has not quite been finished. So, you know, there are parts of the reorganisation which will see changes of position, that sort of thing.
Does the fire still burn inside you, Kevin? Do you still feel like, you know, you've talked about getting Sheffield United back. Do you feel like, you know, you still have that same motivation that maybe you had a few years ago to see that through?
I don't like failing. I think we've had horrible luck since I've been at the helm at United, and I keep repeating it. 5 playoffs, 4 lost by whiskers, 2 FA Cup semis lost by whiskers, an FA League Cup where we're robbed at Liverpool with the goalkeeper who should have been red carded. And, you know, we got promoted and we were unjustly relegated. So I think we've had an awful run of bad luck, but you don't quit. And that's me, I don't quit.